All right. Hello, ladies and gentlemen. This is the Lone Wolf, Martin Cazala, here with another episode of Howling at the World. Today's topic mainly is going to, I'm going to talk about the Mandela effect and the conspiracy behind the whole thing. So real quickly, I saw it on one of the many TikToks that I come across throughout, you know, my day when I do get on there and mess around a little bit. Supposedly the one conspiracy theory is that in 2012, on December 21st, where the Mayan calendar ended and all life was supposed to end, apparently, according to this guy, we all did die. And what we are seeing now, based off this Mandela effect, for like the products that we see that are, we remember as a certain way growing up, and all of a sudden, no, this is the way they've been the whole time type of deal. But I don't, I mean, if we all died, I think we'd all know it. Unless we're like stuck in a simulation like the Matrix, which is possible. There's been certain things that happen, like a bird just freezing in the middle of the air. Now, yes, that could be edited and everything, but who knows? Maybe it was true. Maybe it wasn't. I don't know. My mind's very open. I do a lot of research into certain things, which I can prove for one of the Mandela effects was true. It was spelled the way it was, and then they changed it. But I'll get to that one when I get to it, which it might be fairly on early. I don't remember the order of these. So one of them for the Mandela effect, people remember the peanut butter Jif as Jiffy. Now, I think for that, I don't remember if it was called Jiffy. I just kind of always remember Jif. I think just Jiffy was like, to me, it seems like just like a nickname or something for that. And then let's see what's next. Looney Tunes. This one, I swear for the longest time, Looney Tunes, the Tunes in Looney Tunes was spelled T-O-O-N-S, like tunes, like cartoons. Apparently, that is not the correct answer. It's always been T-U-N-E-S. I kind of remember T-O-O-N-S, but I don't know. I could be wrong. Next one, for which I know this one, I stand by 100%. The Bernstein Bears, Bernstein. Always remember it spelled like that. They say it never existed. That spelling never, and it was called the Bernstein Bears. And I say it that way because that's how it's spelled. The Baron, and then what should be the Stein part for me says Stain. And they say it's always been spelled that with the Stain way. I completely 100% disagree with that. I do have a picture. I wish I could put it up here for you guys. I'm going to eventually get to that if I get bigger, which I hope I get bigger. I hope you guys like listening to me bullshit and talk about all this crazy shit and laugh at some of the past things I've said. But that I have proof. It was spelled the other way. It might have been a copyright thing. Who knows? This fucking world. Curious George. As a kid, I remember him having a tail. Apparently, no tail. Never had a tail. Never was. I don't know. Kind of baffles me. I swear when I was a little kid, I remember having a tail for Curious George. This is one that I'm not quite sure. I never got into this show, but I could have swore This is what it's called, Sex and the City, where the four women having sex in the city. The show is actually called titled Sex and the City. I always thought it was Sex in the City. I strongly remember that. I don't know if any of you remember it that way, or women. I'm sure you all watched it. It was popular among the girls in my class when I was younger. I don't know. One of you maybe can reach out to me. I'm gonna give my information at the end of the show, by the way, everyone. So you guys can email me on things. I'll talk about it after. This one I definitely remember. Febreze, definitely spelled like breeze with the th in front. Febreze. I always remember it that way, and apparently it doesn't have two E's in Febreze. The breeze does not have two E's in the middle. Like, I don't remember it like that. They kind of threw that one in there. Mandela effect has you thinking, huh? Oscar Mayer. I know for a fact, the Mayer on Oscar Mayer was Meyer. I remember it. I know I do. Maybe they switched it shortly after, but now it's Mayer. I don't know. I don't get the Oscar Mayer. It's spelled Mayer. It said Mayer. It's not Oscar Mayer. You know what I mean? Makes you think. Makes you think. We're not gonna do that one. This one, here it is. Fruit Loops. Now, on the box now, it's spelled Froot for fruit. But back in the day, it was called Fruit Loops with the word fruit, the actual word fruit. I did research. They just recently changed it within what? This is gonna sound weird. I think it was 2012. I'd have to double check, but it was spelled fruit, like the word fruit, but they changed it because, well, it's a sugary cereal and there's no real fruit in it, so I don't blame them for that one. They'll get away with that one. Oh, here's one I like, 'cause I remember it the way that I'm gonna say it. The Monopoly guy, the Monopoly man. Always had a monocle when I was younger. I know for a fact he had a monocle on his face, running with his money. Oh, well, guess what, everybody? According to the history and life, never had a monocle. Never had a mon. I don't believe it. Don't believe it. I think they took it away. There's something really strange is going on. Mandela effect. Pikachu, everyone loves Pokemon. I know I was into the Pokemon cards when I was younger. One of my younger sisters plays that Pokemon Go game with her fiance. They're really big into it. She's always being like, "Oh my God, it's such and such," and I don't even have to leave the kitchen when she's visiting. So it's funny. Pikachu. Apparently, in reality, his whole tail's yellow. But I know for a fact, growing up, I loved the show. I watched the cartoon all the time. Pikachu had a black tip tail. The tip of his tail was black. You can't argue with me on this one. You will lose. I strongly feel I'm right. If you remember something different, you're wrong. Oh, this one, yes. Everyone loves candy, especially chocolate. Kit Kats. Now, there was a little hyphen in between kit and cat. I remember it very clearly. I know that was there. Guess what, guys? Apparently there isn't one. And I didn't do any research on this. I should have, because like the Fruit Loops, I really think they just changed it and they just took it out for whatever reason. Fruit of the Loom. Always had a cornucopia behind it. I remember growing up as a kid, the little basket type thing behind it. Apparently, never happened. Never was there. Call them bullshit. I mean, companies change their logos all the time, but for people to be like, no, it never was there, I don't like it. Cheez-It or Cheez-Its? I remember Cheez-Its with the Z behind the T of the it. Apparently, never was there. What's happening, guys? What the hell is happening? Never was there. I strongly remember it there. Like I said, they change their logos all the time. Double stuffed Oreos. Apparently, no double F's in the stuff. I always thought there was. Never really paid attention. I wasn't a fan of double stuffed. I just always thought too much damn cream between the crackers. You know, I the cookie parts, like it just didn't taste good. The sugary sensation was just overwhelming. So, I really don't give a shit about this one, but apparently no double F and double stuff for the Oreos. Big Star Wars fan. And C-3PO apparently has a silver leg from the knee down on his right leg. I always thought he was all gold. Apparently this one's just thrown right in. Another one for that is Darth Vader, Luke, I am your father. That I clearly distinguished, very distinguishly remember that growing up. Apparently, he just says, I am your father. I mean, I don't get it. I don't know why. I mean, ever since Disney took over, Disney's been changing a lot of stuff, guys. They're on a rampage in this cancel culture, which I will get into on another episode, maybe the next one. And I'm gonna explain why it took me so long to get to this episode at the end. Life is like a box of chocolates. Everyone remembers that from Forrest Gump. Well, apparently it's life was like a box of chocolates. I mean, we've all quoted it so many times growing up. Mandela effect. Let's see. Oh, I'm gonna end on this one for the Mandela effect. I know I'm running out of time. I like to keep it short. You all know that. Queen, we are the champions. Now I know every one of us growing up, some more than others, have won championships or even just won a game. Like, not in this participation bullshit that they do nowadays. We actually won and could say we are the champions. I get the whole participation thing, but listen, this is why you're raising a bunch of babies, this Gen Z bullshit, and they want to cancel everything. Like I said, that'll be the next episode, or maybe an episode after. But I remember back to this Queen thing. We are the champions of the world. At the end, we all know it. Apparently, doesn't say it. Bullshit. Because I remember about 7, 8 years ago, me and a buddy. This is gonna be another episode. We were on the foosball table for about 4 or 5 hours. Didn't lose, so I played this, and it said of the world at the end. It said it right off the jukebox. So how is this all of a sudden not at the end? What? Stop trying to change shit, people. And this is part of the Mandela effect, because apparently it never existed. Although Freddie Mercury does sing those words at the end of the song during the band's famous Wembley Stadium performance. I'm gonna have to listen to that and then have to try to find where maybe I can find a clip of them singing it on a regular thing. There's a few other Mandela effect things, but I'm not really gonna touch into them. So it took, the reason it took me so long to come back, and over a week, I should have had another episode last Friday, but my sister had a baby. I got another cute little nephew. Adorable, handsome little guy. And I've been busy trying to help her out and do some stuff. Other than that, no reason. I had an episode I was gonna post. I didn't like it. I listened to it before I was gonna post it because I forgot what I said. So screw that shit. I just rather have any fans that I do have wait just an extra week. I am gonna definitely put out another one within next 4 days, and then I will be back. I think every Thursday or Friday to put a new episode up. Just because I want to get content out, like my buddy Mike was telling me, and just to relate to everybody. So, in order to do that, I'm gonna put it in, put my email into my description for this episode, and all you got to do is, if you want to hear something specific or you want to say how you like it or anything, just in the subject line put podcast, and yeah, I'm gonna give you my email, like I said, and I'll probably write put podcast in that and all that in the description. Again, thank you guys for listening. Any of you that do listen. So this is the Lone Wolf, Mark Cazala, ending another episode of Howling at the World. Ow!